Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Thanks for listening to this podcast of BetMGM Tonight. Our show is live every weekknight from 7 to 11 p.m. Eastern on Odyssey radio stations around the country, odyssey.com, as well as the Odyssey app.
Now, one thing we are doing, part of the BetQL network is this. You know, Christmas is over, but we're still giving here. We're giving props.
That's all we do is we give. We give, give, give.
We do. So round two of the giving props professional football postseason contest is underway.
Nice one.
If you missed the free-to-play contest last week, no problem. We did have one winner, $2,000. It's just 10 props, the most correct picks by you, the listener, the viewer, the people. You win $10,000. Go to betql.com/props now to sign up. And also, reminder, just by signing up, you're entered for a chance to win the $10,000 grand prize. So you could win $2,000 throughout the week or multiple weeks, and also $10,000 just for signing up. So make sure you go ahead and head to betql.com/props. Like I just said, one more time, I'm not going to keep begging you to win money. It's easy, betql.com/props. So I have the props right here. This is the part in the show where we go through the props ourselves.
If I like these.
A lot of people said, you know what? We want to wait until we hear from the betting analysts before I make my picks. So here we are, like Cam's wife, who's been hitting 100% of her bets. She takes all her information. She gets it from us. Unfortunately, I don't know how she deciphers what she's keeping and what she's not keeping, because I say a lot of things up here.
Yeah, how does she sift through it?
We all say a lot of things up here, but somehow she has come up with a foolproof method to hit her
bets. I listen to Trista for this. I listen to Q for that. Yeah. And I listen to Ryan for this.
I would love to hear her analysis about how she discerns who to listen to, when, and why. But here are the props. We'll start from the top. Ja'Marr Chase, a.k.a. probably the best wide receiver, young wide receiver in the NFL right now. I mean, he's so phenomenal. 89.5 is his receiving yardage prop this week. So we're doing over unders. Ryan, I'm going to start with you. What are you doing in the Ja'Marr Chase prop going up against this Tennessee Titans defense off of a rest?
I love Ja'Marr Chase. If I was 10 years younger, 15 years younger, I would have a Ja'Marr Chase and Joe Burrow jersey. But I'm going to go under 89.5 receiving yards. He put on like a Michael Jordan-type performance in his first playoff game ever against that Raiders secondary. I think what Tennessee's going to do here is they're going to stick Christian Fulton on him. Maybe he travels a little bit. And I think this is going to be, for the second straight week, I'm going to say this, the Tyler Boyd game, just because T. Higgins didn't get many targets last week. I think he's a little bit more injured than people want to believe. I'm going to go under on Ja'Marr Chase. Don't feel great about it. Just seems a little high. I think this is going to be the Tyler Boyd game. Plus, I think the Titans are winning this game, and I don't think Cincinnati's going to be able to do too much.
I am going to take the over. I just think Ja'Marr Chase is pretty much unguardable. I think Joey Burrow has an 80% completion percentage when he throws to Ja'Marr. I don't see that really changing. Tennessee Titans don't have a great secondary, even though they have one good guy. I don't know. I think they'll move Ja'Marr Chase around, so I'm going to take the over.
Mm. Interesting. I want to take Jamar Chase. That 89.5. I feel like something like
I'm like 89.
What goes up must come down. I always feel like that's my method of thinking. I'm probably going to take the under. The Tennessee Titans, one of the best teams in points allowed, fantasy points allowed to wide receivers. They do shut down your best number ones. So I'm going to take the under 89.5 on Jamar Chase's prop. Moving on to another wide receiver in the same game, A.J. Brown, 74.5 receiving yards. Trista, what are you doing in this one?
Listen, Cincinnati doesn't have a great secondary. A.J. Brown is healthy, and he's a huge body. And yeah. I think the thing that you have to keep in mind about him is he's just really great getting yards after the catch. Like, for it to be 74.5, I know that feels a little high just based around his injury history. But with the secondary being such a struggle bus and A.J. Brown being such a big body, I just take the over.
Ryan.
Yeah, I'm going to go over on this too because, like, I can't wait to watch Tennessee on these early downs. It's going to be a lot of Derrick Henry, like the only team where I don't care if they run the ball on second down. And then A.J. Brown is going to be opened up for those, like, 10-yard slant routes. I think he's going to have 100 yards receiving in this game. Give me the over on A.J. Brown.
I'm going to take the under on A.J. Brown. His last two games, 68 against the Texans, 41 against the Dolphins. He did go off for 145 against the 49ers, but before that, 48, and the game before that, 16. So he's only had the over on this number one time in the last 6 weeks. Give me the under on A.J. Brown. Also, like you already alluded to, Derrick Henry will be back into the fold. I think he gets a decent amount of touches in this game, and they're just going to try to just grind this thing out. Also, keep the Cincinnati Bengals offense off of the field. You do that by running the ball, yeah, milking the clock, and running your offense. And they're at the crib, so I think they can get that done. Give me the under on A.J. Brown receiving yards. Next up, your guy, Aaron Jones, 55.5 rushing yards. Seems a little low. Ryan, what are you thinking in this one?
This is tough because I think this is going to be a big A.J. Dillon game. But all that being said, like, Aaron Jones has not had the touches the last couple. Well, he got injured. And then he came back a little bit early from that injury. And everybody's like, well, why isn't he getting 15, 20 touches? But it's because he's the smaller back. Cold weather game, though, there's a reason they drafted A.J. Dillon in the second round when they knew they were going to give Aaron Jones the money. 55.5, though, against that San Fran. Man, I wish I knew for sure who was playing in this game for San Fran. I think Nick Bosa is going to play, though.
It's a tough one.
Man, I want to go. I'm taking all A.J. Dillon props. Give me the over, though. 55.5. Yeah, I'll go over.
I'll take the over as well. Last couple of games, he's had 13, 12, and 8 attempts. 76 yards, 66 yards, 58 yards. And that's enough of a sample size. I know, like you said, A.J. Dillon is going to get some run. And Aaron Jones is used in the passing game as well, which sort of limits his ability to get a lot of rushing yards as well in terms of how he's used, but it just feels a little low to me.
Yeah.
I'm going to take the over, and the one stat that I like is this one. September 26th against the San Francisco 49ers, he had the most carries that he's had all year long, 19. That's the highest carry volume that he's had all year. 82 yards he rushed for in that game against San Francisco, September 26th. So that just Keep in mind, like, I'm thinking about this offense as well. What they're going to do is remember some of the great things that they did against San Fran the week before, the time before in September, and then they're going to try to modify that a little bit. They're not going to play outside of themselves. I know Aaron Rodgers wants to throw for 10,000 passes, but I could see a heavy dose of Aaron Jones as well, especially because the last time he ate pretty well, and I know Aaron Rodgers wants to get his guys all the glory. Deebo Samuel, 106.5 combined rushing and receiving yards. We talked about this last night briefly. I'm going to go on and take the under. I know we had a little bit of calls for pause because it's kind of up to the quarterback situation. Is it going to be Trey Lance? Is it going to be Jimmy Garoppolo? Even though Jimmy was a full participant, I think that the way he's trending this week, I think that's great for him. So I would like to take the over on him. I think if they have any shot at winning this game or remaining competitive, they have to get the ball to Deebo. Like, he's just a cheat code. I think he can make life difficult for anybody, which he has shown, especially those Dallas Cowboys last week. And that clip of him saying, give me the ball to Kyle Shanahan, and then Kyle giving him the ball, and he scores on the 26-yard touchdown. Give me the over on combined 106.5 rushing and receiving. Who knows what Deebo's going to do this week? They're just going to have him doing everything. Trista, what
about you? I agree. I think that's the only key for them to keep it competitive. Even with Jimmy G being injured, I think that actually makes Deebo Samuel even more important. You can use him like as a gadget receiver. You can use him like the Cowboys use Tony Pollard. He's kind of being used all over the place for a good reason. I like him even with Jimmy G being injured.
Yeah, same here, man. I think they're gonna use him as a back a little bit more in this game. And I really like Elijah, but I just think, like, if you look at Green Bay, 28th in DVOA against the run, they are getting guys back, but I don't think the guys they're getting back is really gonna benefit their run defense. You know, it's the Darius Smith and Jair Alexander. So I'll go over. Green Bay really bad on first and second down. I think you'll see some wide receiver reverses, him in the backfield. Yeah. I'll go over.
I think I'll see him throw the ball as Probably. Well in this game. Let's rapid fire through the rest of these. OBJ getting a lot of love, especially after that game against the Cardinals. 52.5 is his receiving yardage prop. Trista, what are you doing with this one?
I'm going to take the under.
Ryan.
You know what? Odell Beckham Jr., give me the over, man. He's been cooking. He's more comfortable in the offense, and he's playing more in the slot. No Robert Woods, obviously. Give me the over on OBJ.
I'm going to take the over as well. Also, I like it anytime and a first-time touchdown score for him against that secondary.
Well.
Mike Evans in that same game, 67.5 receiving yards.
I'm going to go over because we all know Jalen Ramsey doesn't really like to travel. I'm kidding. But I do think that Mike Evans, I mean, it's him and Gronk right now, really, you know? I think this is going to be a high-scoring game, a shootout. I'll go over on Mike Evans. That seems a little low.
Yeah, I agree. He had 117 yards last game against the Eagles. He's primary receiver, wide receiver one. I like that.
I'm going to take the under. I think this defense of the Rams has really stepped up, especially against that more so undermanned Arizona Cardinals team. But I think they're ready to take away a team that had way less weapons than they expected heading into this matchup. Give me the under on Mike Evans. Josh Allen, over or under 2.5 passing touchdowns. Keyword passing, because he is also a running back.
Yeah.
A lot of people forget.
Right? Yeah, man. I'm gonna go with the over on this. I actually took the over in that game. I know it's gonna be like probably the most public, and we went back and forth on this. Like, I could see this going under. I'm not watching that game to root for no points to be scored.
Right.
Those offenses are both trending up. Chiefs have the best passing offense. Weirdly, the Bills have the best running offense right now. Go over on Josh Allen.
I have the Loretta Gray parlay, and I think she has the under in that one, so I'm rooting for a lot of touchdowns. So I'm gonna take the under just to ride with the bets.
Oh no.
Josh Allen, give me the over. I think that secondary can get got. 2.5 passing touchdowns is a lot. Three tutties. Actually, give me the under. I'm taking my pick back. Give me the under 2.5 passing touchdowns. I think he rushes for one, throws for two. Three touchdown performance from him, but not over 2.5 passing touchdowns. Travis Kelce at the crib, 5.5 receptions. Ryan, what you doing?
Travis Kelce has been killing me this year. Anytime that number is 5.5, he'll always finish with 5. I'm going to go over on Travis Kelce. Again, I think everybody's hitting their props in this one. I think even if this game goes under, I think guys are going to go over the number on this, and we're going to get some good offense. Give me Kelce over 5.5 receptions.
I'm going to take the under. The only time that he's hit over that 5 is December 16th against the Chargers, and then all the way back to October 24th.
Give me Kelce over. Got to target him a lot. He's going to be at the crib hyping that crowd up. I don't think anybody can stop him. Last but not least, guess the score quickly. Bills, Chiefs, Trista.
27-23.
34-31 Bills.
Give me.
Bills.
Suspense is coming here. Give me the Chiefs. 34-27.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.